PJ says this is the most technically... Let me get the words right. Your mic's off. What did he call this? Technically the best song ever.
Pure pop Beach Boys, which I actually have a very soft place in my heart for.
Stop it. I'm with PJ. You're off there, out there with Crazy Gary and Crazy Mark.
I like me some Beach Boys, so I don't know. I have a tough time with this. But it's pure pop.
Pop's fine.
Pop.
Pop's fine.
Pop is usually synonymous with not musically talented.
That's not true, though. These guys harmonize better than anybody this side of the eagle.
I agree. Like a barbershop.
How much fun would it have been to be a Beach Boy?
Oh, my God.
I mean, seriously, how much fun did they have?
Just a little bit.
I mean, it'd be fun to be any rock and roller, I think, for a while.
Yeah, until you're in rehab.
They all kind of go that way, don't they?
Or, and then they get totally sober and keep playing, and I can't believe any of them are alive.
How's Keith Richards still alive?
Oh, good God. He's had full body replacement. Brain cells.
This is good.
He's really not the same guy he used to be. He's just like Watson, the AI guy from IBM.
Who?
You don't watch ads?
No.
Watson's the artificial intelligence little computer thing that IBM has. That's basically what Keith Richards is now, because he's been fully replaced.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how anything works on him.
Went into Edwards yesterday. Edwards, Colorado.
Oh, because you went to go see...
I went to go see a doctor in the Eagle Valley, and because I've been seeing him for 20 years.
Yeah.
It's just, I forget, I mean, it's so nice, that whole area, Edwards, Gypsum, I stopped in Gypsum.
Yep. I like being over there. I had a store for 3 years.
It was in Vail.
Yeah.
Where was your store?
Right there in Edwards, on the Edwards Corner building.
Was it in the, what's the name of that... shopping area that we're
Edwards Corner building?
No, there's a whole bunch of there's like the whole shopping center.
I know. I think the building's called the Edwards Corner.
No,
I used to write rent checks to it.
Talking about.
I don't know.
That whole complex.
Oh, the Riverwalk on the other side.
Yes, the Riverwalk.
Yeah. Riverwalk's was across the street.
Don't be that way.
I'm going to be that way.
Riverwalk's nice.
Yeah. Is it full? Because it was sort of empty when I was.
Oh my gosh. If you're not in the Riverwalk, you're hating your life.
Parking stinks.
Stinks.
Really bad.
But it was packed with people.
Yeah. Yeah, they have like residential up top, commercial down below. It's a good little spot, for sure. I like it.
All right, what? Talk to me.
You know who I feel bad for today?
Everybody listening.
Wow. We're earning fans left and right by doing this.
Anyway, yeah.
CP3.
Who's CP3?
Chris Paul, the third.
Why? Who
Not cares? That he's my favorite player, but he just got dissed.
What do you mean he got dissed?
Dissed.
What does that mean?
He played for the Houston Rockets last year, where they won the most games, or maybe the second most games of any NBA team. I don't forget what it was. For the season, right? And they lost in the playoffs.
Yeah.
He just got traded for Russell Westbrook.
Okay.
To the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah.
Who's basically lost their whole team because they got rid of... George not long ago, who's now playing with the Clippers, and Kawhi Leonard. And so now CP3 is basically playing on a team that has like 800 draft picks and no players.
And what team is that?
Oklahoma City.
Yeah, but don't they have like 2 number one draft picks each year for the next 5 years?
Yeah, so that when CP3 finally has a team, he's going to be like 80 years old.
How cool is that? I don't know how you get that, but 2 number one draft picks... Each
because
the
they just
round.
Got rid of their 2 superstar players, and in exchange, they have 1 CP3 and a bunch of kids.
Baseball season gets underway again today.
It got ready to go last night. Astros and Rangers played.
I know, but the Rocky, nobody cares about the Astros or whoever
I'm
the Astros
saying,
played because
I'm
the
being,
Astros suck.
They played last night.
The
Astros,
Rockies.
Astros are probably winning the World Series, so I don't know why you just said they suck.
No, the Dodgers are going to win the World Series. Best record in baseball.
They're lights out. Cody Bellinger is having an unbelievable year.
The Rockies taking on the Cincinnati Reds. The Reds, are they anything?
No, they're terrible.
So what,
they got to win this series. They got to win. They got to take these three.
They limped. They lost six straight going into the All-Star break.
That's what I'm saying.
Break.
They need to win these three to get. They got to get back on the Diamondbacks' tails.
It's a homestand against the Cincinnati Reds,
and they are mashing home runs at home.
Who, the Rockies?
Oh yeah.
Oh, the Rockies are great. I mean, how can you, if you're going to have a team that's what they're 500 right now? At least you can. You're hitting the long ball.
And this goes back to our question: Is the long ball good for baseball?
Does it put fans in the seat?
Bored fans.
Absolutely. Fans.
Bored
are,
fans.
It's like asking.
Nothing happens anymore.
Okay. It's like asking, is fighting good for hockey?
Fighting is necessary for hockey. So that's a different
thing. No, it's not. They've totally. Fighting compared to 40 years ago it's two different things.
Yeah, but. All right. Do you want to leave the baseball conversation? Because
no.
I will go full into hockey right now if you want.
No, okay. Back to baseball. Home runs put people in the seats.
But I'm wondering if at a certain point in time that it's not. Because there's nobody on base anymore. Either you hit a home run or you strike out and there's nothing going on. Everybody just stands there.
Okay, that's.
I mean,
that's
a gross.
Sounds
to
me.
A gross
that kind of sounds to me like. Baseball.
A home run derby?
Kind of sounds like baseball.
Nobody's on the base. No one's running the bases. There's no activity.
Sounds like baseball, especially the first four innings.
I'm just saying. Like, I don't know if... I like it. I like watching the Rockies. Not a Rockies
homer. So
you'd
rather watch a pitcher's duel than a home run slugfest?
No, I just want to see movement. I want to see people on base. I want to see people stealing bases. I want to see the game the way it's supposed to be played. And the shifts and the... And the home runs, I mean, basically, what the guys are doing is, yeah, go ahead and shift on me. I'm just going to hit over your head. I don't really care if you shift. And then, or they're out. And then it's no fun either, that way either. Nobody gets on base anymore. It's an exaggeration. I'm kidding, but I'm not. But it's like the game's not playing. Like the old Cardinals teams that used to run and gun, you know, with Ozzie Smith and the crew, and they would like hit base hits, get on base, steal a base. And it was just, there was action. It was fun to watch. Baseball now is... It's fun to watch in a different way because you're watching pitchers who are masters at the craft, unlike any other era we've ever seen. Multiple pitchers because you have starters and relievers who are...
Even though they're getting lit up.
And when they slip or they put something too close to where these monsters at the plate are doing it, they're taking the ball out.
Getting lit up.
Lit up. So it's basically, you know what it is? It's
more people would rather watch a hitting duel than a pitching duel.
It's a glamorized... home run derby. That's all it is.
Even though baseball fans...
Home run
like,
derby. Is that baseball?
The hardcore baseball fans want to see a pitcher's duel.
They just want to see
action.
The everyday
fan wants to see some... No.
I disagree. I think they want to see people running around the bases.
The hardcore baseball fan wants to see a pitcher's duel, which is zero action.
They want to see double plays. They want to see people getting thrown out at a base. They want to see the athleticism of all the players. And at this stage right now, every time you hit one out, everybody just stands there and goes, "Wee, there it goes."
So much hate in your heart. I want to know your opinion on hockey now, because I put it out there.
Okay, so
you have like 2 minutes.
I have 2 minutes.
Yeah, to make your argument.
So back in the day, I was like, I'm 100% purist. I want to see guys skating. I want to see skill. I want to see these guys doing their thing, and especially now because their skill level is insane with a stick and a puck. So watching the Olympics in Salt Lake City. Ovechkin was playing with the Russian team, and there's no fighting allowed in the Olympics. None.
Right,
zero.
Right,
you're tossed. The Canadians and the Americans absolutely beat the tar out of Ovechkin, and there was no way for him to defend himself. They checked him at every spot. They took advantage of the rules and absolutely frustrated and took one of the world's best players, if not one of the best players.
And checked him into
and just made
obscurity.
It, and just took him completely
checked
out
him
of
into obscurity.
You know what happens in the NHL?
What's that?
You do that, and one other dude on Ovechkin's team is going to come over and light you up.
Were the checks illegal?
Borderline.
Okay, were they illegal?
Borderline.
Fighting was always to protect players from illegal activities that the refs don't see because it's protecting your stars
so you don't
from illegal activity.
So you don't erase a star from a game. The fights are a part of the game.
Right.
And it's for basically, you know what it's like? It's having a big buddy.
Okay, then why would hockey try to take the fights out of the game?
They want because they're trying to make the game back to flow, which is great. But hockey
players. But the fastest growing sport right now is what? MMA as far as viewing? Why fighting?
That's slowing down.
Okay, but it's still exploding.
A little run. I agree with you. The hockey fight is something that we like to see. We're still violent people. I'm sorry if anybody disagrees with that, but we're still animals at heart, and we've had this conversation.
Want to fight? Actually, I don't want to because you kicked my ass. It would be so ugly. All right. Is this okay?
I'm Maria.
It's B.W. Stevenson.
Don't you know why I'm
you're just not going to play my recommendations.
Do you have other recommendations?
Hey, if you look at your phone beyond your boy band fan crush out there.
Not the British Open, Gary.
Yes, Open Gary. Championship. Yes, Gary. You're moving up my list. You backed me twice now.
Stop it.
Some blue.